USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Former Vice President Joe Biden says sexual assault allegations against him from the 1990s aren't true. White House advisor Kellyanne Conway is calling out those who are giving former Vice President Biden a pass, but were quick to condemn Republicans.
Believe all women means all women, not just based on who they are, what their station in life is, whether they have a college degree, if they're Democrat, Republican, independent, or not registered to vote. It doesn't matter. When you said believe all women, I saw no footnotes, no asterisks.
Conway speaking there on Fox News. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention is sending teams to Virginia, Maryland, and Delaware to work with states to ensure meat processing facilities are complying with safety guidelines after a spike in COVID-19 cases in facilities. The CDC will work with facilities to work on proper social distancing. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Attention all radio listeners who still need food supplies. If you've thought about the implication of food-related supply chain disruptions and are concerned about the coming quarantines, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. In the next few days, all Americans will face extremely hard choices. If we've learned anything from China and Italy, it's that quarantines and enforced lockdowns are just a few days away here in the U.S. Listen, while dehydrated food is becoming scarce, you can still get enough open pollinated heirloom seeds to grow a one-acre crisis garden. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables in the days ahead may actually be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand the nature of the threat. This could be life-saving. Lockdowns can last from 6 to 8 weeks. Get free bonus seeds. Special quarantine reports, too. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Protests are taking place in states run by Democratic governors, including the state of New York. As we hear from USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes in Washington.
Several coronavirus-related protests are planned in New York City today. One will involve people who are angry about business closures and other restrictions. Meanwhile, a rent protest is planned outside Governor Andrew Cuomo's Manhattan office.
Protests also taking place in Michigan. In fact, President Trump is calling on Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer to negotiate with stay-at-home protesters and make a deal. The House Judiciary Committee wants Amazon CEO Jeff Bezos to testify. Seven bipartisan members wrote a letter saying his deputies may have misled Congress over Amazon's use of third-party seller data. The Wall Street Journal is reporting that Amazon used the data to plan its own product strategy. If true, that would contradict statements Amazon officials made in sworn testimony before Congress. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
Live sports are starting to come back. NASCAR says it will resume the racing season May 17th at Darlington Raceway in South Carolina. All that being said, NASCAR is still, and NASCAR team owners are doing what they can to help people affected by the coronavirus. NASCAR team owner Richard Childress is auctioning off more than 50 years' worth of racing items to help coronavirus relief efforts, even parting with his number 3 Dale Earnhardt Jr. race car. Childress joins Fox News and explains why he's auctioning off all his NASCAR collectibles.
Was watching Fox and Friends a few weeks ago and seen all the suffering in America, seen people lined up to get food. And that should not be happening. I said, what can we do, what can I do in RCR to help make a difference in these people's lives? So I've put up like over 1,000 of our memorabilia pieces, and we auctioned them off on eBay, the eBay store. And I said, well, that's not enough. So I decided to auction off one of my prize pieces of Dale Earnhardt, the cars that I have. I have 44 of them. The original cars he drove. This car won Rockingham, and we're going to auction it off on Barrett Jackson online starting May the 8th. So we're trying our best to do our part to help out in this terrible, terrible thing this monster's put on us.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.